This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, one and all. This is Bill Crawford, and as my introduction said, this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Thank you for joining us today on Talk Radio WZZN. However you found out how to listen to us, we are glad you are. And some of the ways you can do that is you can do that in your HD radio in your car, which most cars now are being equipped with HD radios and 97.7.2. Just go to 97.7, hit scan, and boom, you're going to be right there on our radio station. You can also go to our website, just TalkRadioWZZN.com, and click Listen Live. It's staring you at the face at the top right-hand side of our website. Or you can go, I think the best way is to go to the App Store, find our app, just search for Talk Radio WZZN. The app will pop up. Touch it with any of your fingers. A little circle will go around and says, got it. And guess what? You now have the app. So that's how you can listen to us. If you've been with us this week, you heard our first ever segment Monday of Huntsville News and Notes. And we had the president of the Huntsville City Council, Mr. Bill Kling. He's been the council president since 1988. And he shared with us a lot of his ideas and a lot of his good information. I like the fact that he's really big on interacting with the people within his district. And he's big on doing things that are good for the city of Huntsville. He loves paving roads and he loves street sweepers. And I love having clean swept streets. See if I can get that out. And also having nicely paved roads. And I can tell you this, in my district in Southeast Huntsville, that is in fact the case. For our second half of the show yesterday, our guest was senatorial candidate Jared Hudson. Jared was a great interview. He is a former Navy SEAL, and he's also a law enforcement officer, and he's running for the state Senate. So those were our two guests yesterday. Today, at about 2:15, 2:20, we're going to have the candidate for District Court Judge Place 1, Michael Tewalt. And then our second hour this afternoon is where we do Veterans Corner. And we're going to have as our guest one of my former co-workers and friends and former Command Sergeant Major in the Tennessee National Guard, Bobby Lee, who was recently named the Veteran of the Year. And those will be our two guests today. But Let's kind of cover some ground that I've already plowed before and talk about a little bit of stuff that's going on right now. It's national news, but it certainly affects the arsenal, and that is the partial federal government shutdown, which ended just about 30 minutes ago with a 217-214 vote. And what was happening out on the arsenal with all of a lot of your fellow citizens, they were working out there without pay, or they were working just trying to catch up and see what was going on. But what I wanted to share with you guys for the next few minutes is how one becomes a federal employee. There's a lot of ways you can do it. You can join the government right out of college. But here, let me tell you how I did that, because my story is a little unique. My journey to working for the federal government began as a young child. My dad graduated from Annapolis in 1954. And unfortunately, he and my mother, well, actually, they never even got married. They just went their separate ways. And my mother used that as a motivating tool to inspire me to a military career, which worked. I tried to get into the Naval Academy, but I guess the education system in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee wasn't so hot because they said no. West Point, however, said, yes, we'll let you in, but we're going to make you the sixth alternate. And at that time, sort of near the end of the Vietnam War, I guess a lot of people didn't want to go to the Army. So five people ahead of me said no, and I was able to get into West Point. I went there from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and I had many, many ups and downs in a military career. I had the exhilaration of command, the fun of living in the Federal Republic of Germany and Brazil, the boredom of routine staff work, and the excitement of working on classified government projects in the arsenal. In 1992, I was stationed here in Huntsville, Alabama, and left the Army under a sort of an early buyout program called the Voluntary Separation Incentive, and I joined the housing industry as the executive director of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders for 14 years. I used to tell folks that I went from the business of destruction to construction. But in 2008, the housing industry died, and so did my job. So what happened? Well, I decided to come here to Huntsville and join the federal government. And it's interesting, when you join the federal government, your tenure as a Fed begins the same way as it does when you join the Army. When I was a plebe on the plane at West Point, I joined the military by raising my right hand and swearing to an oath. When I joined the federal government in 2008, I raised my right hand and I said the same oath. And I've been here in the federal government for the past 16 years until I retired this December 31st. So what does this have to do with the federal government shutdown? I'll tell you this. This is what I think. A lot of people, and I include myself into that group, feel like that when we were in the federal government, we were doing something that was really, really important to the soldiers of our country. Yet there's a lot of people who say, well, if you're in federal government, you just took it for the easy work. You can't be fired. You have so many days off. You have good benefits, and you're just out there loafing around. Well, that is not the truth. You have to know that there are a lot of people out there that are affected by a government shutdown who are sent home. They're sent home without pay. They turn in their computer. They turn in their cell phone. And they just sit there and wait until the idiots who are causing this problem decide to get back together and solve it and put us back to work. So what does that have to do with anything? It's hard to get people to join the federal government. It really is. And right now, when you have things going on like asking people to retire, telling them that they're not worth their salt, and then the government shuts down and they move people around like pawns, well, one of these days, our federal authorities may find out that there's nobody to tell to go home because people don't want to work for the federal government anymore. So I am glad that this four-day shutdown has ended. Unfortunately, there's a two-week deadline on it, and that is February 13th. If they don't figure out what to do with the DHS folks, the government may shut down again. And folks, if you've been out there inside the gate on the arsenal working as a federal employee trying to do the best you can for our soldiers, and you keep getting told to go home or to retire or that we don't really need you anymore, it's tough. So good luck to stopping that forever. Now we'll go ahead and take a break, Brian, if you through listening to my diatribe, and we'll come back with our first guest. Back in a minute, folks.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialist from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The state's largest orthopedic group is growing to meet the needs of the patients in our community. The Orthopedic Center has long been the most trusted name in orthopedics in North Alabama. So as our area continues on the fast track, so does the need for premier orthopedic care anywhere and anytime you need it. TOC is proud to announce the opening of our new locations in Albertville and Hampton Cove, along with the grand opening of our newest office in Decatur. These clinics will offer the same high-quality orthopedic care you have come to associate with TOC, with the convenience of being closer to home. As a patient, your time is your most precious asset, and we recognize that at TOC. That's why we are also proud to announce the opening of our urgent ortho clinics to handle those bumps and bruises that need prompt attention. These clinics are available to care for acute orthopedic injuries with no appointment necessary. With 38 physicians, 20 centers of excellence, and now more than a dozen locations to serve you, TOC will continue to be the name you turn to for the best orthopedic care at the right time. Visit our website at visittoc.com for more information. TOC, helping you live a better life.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call
and get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll tell you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tom Luganville here from my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you on Talk Radio, WZZN, today with us on a nasty Tuesday out there. Yesterday, we had Sand Mountain Sam say, hey, we're going to have an early spring. We had the Cosmo the dog say the same thing for here in Alabama. And Punxsutawney Phil up in Pennsylvania says, no, that ain't going to happen. Well, I don't know. I guess Punxsutawney Phil must have known our weather today a little bit better, because it ain't that good out there right now. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring our first guest on, and that is Mr. Michael Tewalt, Michael Todd Tewalt. He is a lawyer who's been practicing here in the Huntsville area for quite some time. He does criminal defense, divorce, separation, immigration, and two other areas of law. He's been licensed to practice law for the last 23 years. He also recently qualified with the Alabama Republican Party to seek the Madison County District Court Judge Place 1. And if you've been listening to our show, you know a little bit about the district court and what they do. Michael has two decades of experience, and he has, as he said, a lot of courtroom experience, which you have to serve the district court. court. His credentials are long and many, and I'll probably let him talk about those when he comes on. One thing that I think is interesting, I guess I'll have to call him sir when he comes on the air, is he is a lieutenant colonel in the Alabama Air National Guard's 187th Fighter Wing, and I'm still just a major in the reserve. So, Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Oh, well, doing great, sir. Thank you for joining us on this nasty, rainy day. I've covered about a lot of that I think is germane to telling the folks about yourself, but I'm sure I left something out. So tell the listening audience, just on a personal note, a little bit about Michael DeWalt.
Well, I'm an Army brat. I grew up the son of an Army officer, moving all over the world and the country. And honestly, come from a long line of people that served in the military throughout the different conflicts, all the way back to, I swear, revolutionary times. And I was the first member of my family to have not served in the military by the time I got to law school. And while I was finishing up law school, 9/11 happened. And I truly felt like my calling was I needed to take that opportunity and serve. So I, what was called slotting at the time, you put your resume in with different organizations. And I slotted with both the Army and the Air Force JAG Corps. I got offered a commission in both of those. And my career Army father said, don't be a dang fool, go Air Force. And I joined the Air Force in 2004 or 3. I think it was the end of 2003, start of 2004. And the Air Force promptly sent me to Eielson Air Force Base in the middle of nowhere, Alaska. And absolutely loved it. I was a prosecutor for years while I was there. And I had a senior defense counsel come up to me and say, we want you to be a defense attorney. And I said, thank you, no thank you. And he said, well, do you ever want to be a judge? And I said, you know, I do. That is one of my life and career goals. I want to be a judge. He said, well, in the military, you must serve as both a prosecutor and as a defense counsel to be able to see both sides of a situation in order to be an impartial judge. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I switched over to the defense world. I got out of active duty. I joined the National Guard. And my career has been a balance of both throughout. I've been able to do a lot of defense work on the civilian side. And then in the National Guard down there in Montgomery, when I put the uniform back on, I turned back into a prosecutor. And I jokingly call myself the Grim Reaper of military careers. So I go down there, and if you screw up, and if you get a domestic violence or a DUI or something worse, you know, I'm there to end their careers. And then on the defense side, I'm, well, let's take into consideration the personal aspects of what's going on in his life. And it's been a fun balance of those things. And I do a lot of cases in virtually every type of court, federal criminal courts. I'm involved in those. I've represented people here at Redstone and court martials. I do prosecution in my military capacity. I do criminal defense. I speak fluent Spanish. And so I've tried to help people to adjust and become lawful citizens and lawful residents for a while. I've kind of been a general practitioner, do a little bit of everything. But in district court, especially where I'm running for court, I have fallen in love with those juvenile cases where DHR, for whatever reason, is forced to go into a family and remove children. And I'm a guardian ad litem. I represent dads, I represent moms, and sometimes I represent foster families in that entire process, because that is the critical thing, not just for what's going on right now in our local communities, but it has tremendous impact for our community for decades and lifetimes to come. If we can help those kids get on the best path forward for them, that's the experience I really have. That's where my heart is, and that's why I want to be a district court judge.
Well, Michael, that is a fascinating story, but I'm going to call you to question on one little aspect of that, and that is the fact that you were in the Air Force in Alaska. I don't see how that can be possible, because it has been my experience that everywhere an Air Force base is, the first thing they have to do is build the golf course. So how did they do that up there?
They used red golf balls. So actually they do. They have great golf courses up there in Alaska. They're just closed for, you know, 6-8 months out of the year. And there's two Air Force bases up there. There's a lot of little different stations up there. There's a lot of really unique and top secret things going on up in Alaska. Alaska is strategically critical to the United States and national defense. And a lot of people don't realize how critical Alaska is for air bridges and for strategic strikes and a number of different things. But I was there for about 4 or 5 years. And if you are at all an outdoorsman, a hunter, a fisher, or anything, it is paradise for those people. And I loved every day of my time there. My first two kids were both born there in Alaska, and so they love to tell people that that's where they're from. But they do have golf courses up there at Eielson and Elmendorf Air Force Bases.
Well, okay, I stand corrected. I know, frankly, I'm a golfer, and I travel around to a lot of the bases in the Southeast, and there's some pretty good Air Force Base golf courses in Florida. But we can go on to other things. And specifically, let's talk a little bit about your judicial qualifications for being a district court judge. And first of all, let me clarify one thing. When you are a district court judge in District 1, does that mean you serve a specific geographical area of Huntsville, or is that just the name of, Huntsville-Madison County, or is it just called District Court 1?
It is. You serve all of the people of Madison County. It is simply a denominator to distinguish between one district court judge seat and another. So there's currently 4 district court judges, and by statute, we're getting another one in this judicial year. So there's place 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 4, and 5 are up for election in this election cycle. So, no, you serve all of the people. Now, the district court judges, to balance out the caseload, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll divide up the caseload alphabetically. So alpha through echo might go to one judge, and then foxtrot through something else will go to another judge. And that's how they break those up. But it doesn't have to do with where they come from in the county. It's just for ease of use with amongst the different court district judges. And district courts are, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know this, in Alabama, they are a court of limited jurisdiction. They do not have jury trials. It is just the judge, and then the parties involved appear before the judge. And in different circumstances, there might not be any lawyers on any side, and this is just your average person coming in, and they're facing this problem, and they either can't afford an attorney, they don't qualify for an attorney, the case is not the type that you would normally go out and seek an attorney, and they need to be able to come in and talk to just a normal person who can relate to them. And that's where a lot of my experience in doing a broad general practice comes into play. You have to be able to relate to and talk to somebody who's been going through or is going through these difficult times and say, okay, I understand what you're saying. Here's the requirements. How can we fix the situation? Whether that's evictions or small claims courts or misdemeanor criminal dockets, preliminary dockets on felony cases, or like I said, these juvenile dockets where the kids' lives have just been torn apart. Even if they're with a family member, a grandmother, an aunt and uncle, they're taken away from the only family they've often known. And the goal is to get them back into the best family situation that they can be.
Well, now, as I understand it, and I want to make sure the listeners understand this, because not everybody just goes to court on a frequent basis. In fact, right, most of us don't want to have to go. But as not, we'll talk about the juvenile aspect of it separately. But as far as I would say, quote unquote, the business aspect of that, isn't there some sort of financial limitation on how, like, you can't bring a $1 million lawsuit to district court? What is the parameters, or what are the parameters financially if a person out there has to come to district court? And part two of that question, kind of give us an example of a typical case.
So that's a great question, because the answer is fairly complicated. The limit was $10,000 or less, it went to district court. And then our local Senator Sam Gavan, who's also a practicing attorney, proposed legislature some years ago to take it up to $25,000. And then at the last minute, it was cut down to $20,000. And that's the limit on small claims court in the state of Alabama currently. And it really should have been $25,000. And the reason being is there's a large number of car accident policy limits where the limit is $25,000. And so to make car accident cases better for the average person who gets into a little fender bender, maybe there's some personal injury, maybe there's not, but the policy limits regardless are capped out at $25,000. That would have made it so that it goes to district court, and it would have taken a huge burden off of the circuit court judicial dockets. Now if the cap is $25,000, it instantly has to be filed in circuit court, and now you're entitled to a jury trial and a number of other different things because it's above the limit established by Congress for small claims. So small claims court is a limit of $20,000. A lot of those disputes get into real estate or employment contracts, a number of different things where they know they're not asking for more than $20,000. They don't have the capacity to ask for more than that. And so those issues come up before a district court judge quite often. Evictions are also one of those circumstances where the parties come before a district court judge and plead their case to just the judge. So, you know, I remember not too long ago, I took on a case pro bono. This woman had been working, had custody of her three kids, and she lost her job. You know, sometimes economies change and businesses downsize. And so she was trying to actively every day get a new job, and she got behind on her rent. And some of these places, they say, well, hey, rent. And they started eviction proceedings. And so we went in front of the judge and said, judge, she just got this employment. She'll be able to make up the arrears. She, please don't kick her out. And I believe it was not this year, but a year or two ago. It was in November, December. You know, please don't kick her out of her home right before the holidays. Let her have some time. Let her make up what she's behind and let her keep her home for her and her kids. And that's the place where if I hadn't been there, I don't know how well that would have been communicated to the judge, but without an attorney, the judge really needs to be able to relate to the average person coming in who's in those situations, because sometimes we all fall on hard times, and they need to be able to have a judge that will listen to them and rule fairly. But you also have to balance that with there's a financial and a pecuniary interest of the landlord. He's got to make his mortgage payment whether you're paying rent or not. And so that absolutely has to be taken into consideration. And if there's a way to balance it out for both parties, that's what the judge is required to do.
So I know this may be a very pedestrian question, but essentially it sounds to me to a degree like a district court judge is both attorney, jury, judge, everything, and kind of has to almost do like a Judge Judy type thing and pull all the information out and make a decision. Is that too naive a way to put it?
No, it's not. It's surprisingly little that the district court judge does as far as, you know, criminal cases, ruling on objections or motions or things like that. A lot of it really is that nuts and bolts, everyday practical type of law that affects the average people. Businesses that are doing multi-million dollar contracts to bring in businesses and build shopping malls or subdivisions or something, none of that's going to ever get in front of a district court judge. And I've never done any of that. I couldn't even speak to those types of transactions. But the average Joe person that just goes, you know, I got hit. It's not worth $25,000, but I do want my car to be fixed since it's the primary way I get to and from work, that's the kind of case that's going to go in front of a district court judge. So that's going back to that initial conversation. I loved being a prosecutor when I was active duty Air Force. There's a lot of sense of pride and joy and love in what you do. And when they told me you really do have to be on both sides of the courtroom before you can be a judge for the military, I didn't realize how much wisdom was in that requirement until you get over to the other side, because normally people come to their lawyer or go in front of a district court judge at what is for them the lowest point in time in their life.
Well, let me ask you this. This just hypothetically, you know, if I were to get into some sort of scrape or accident or something like that, I don't think it would even cross my mind until after this conversation to say, hey, you know, I really, the place I need to go is district court. So how does the average human being and the average citizen in our area say, hey, I got hit in the parking lot of Walmart. My car's got $5,000 worth of damage. I'm not going to call the police, or I will call the police and get a report, but my next step is district court. How does the average person know that that's what they need to do?
I'm not sure they do, to be terribly honest. And unless you go to church with somebody or know somebody and they say, hey, why don't you give this person a call? You know, I have a tremendous number of friends and colleagues that will do everything from billboards and radio signs and advertisements down to, you know, working for not-for-profit organizations and just run their own business. And they're all trying to get the same word out there. But if you need something, a lot of times just come in and sit down and have a consult with an attorney. Most will do certain types of consults for free. Sometimes there is a consultation charge because it creates a conflict of interest. So if you come in and you want to talk to me about a divorce, even if I don't retain you or you don't retain me, I'm now conflicted out from ever representing anybody in that divorce proceeding. So sometimes there might be a consult. But I always encourage people, if you have any kind of question about the law, go out there and talk to somebody. In Madison County, we're really blessed with a great bar association. We have great attorneys in Madison County. They all try to do the right thing at the right time. But it is an adversarial system. So, you know, some attorneys are going to go in there and do things the way you like it, and some might not. And it's a relationship between you and whoever the attorney is. And you have to feel comfortable with that person that they have your best interest at heart. But it's really just a try to get the word out of, hey, we're not all out there trying to steal money. Most of us are trying to help people and help our clients.
Well, it sounds to me like one of the main qualifications for this position is a legal background and good old common sense, as we would say in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. And I do want to ask you, as we approach our limit of time on this interview, two things. First of all, tell the listeners why you are the person that they should vote for.
Well, I appreciate the time. This time for me to run for district court judge has been a lot of introspect, reflection, prayer, consulting with my wife and other dear friends. My over 20 years of experience has kind of culminated to now is the right time to be able to take my years of serving the country, active duty, to serving the people of the state of Alabama in the Alabama Air National Guard, to serving the people of Madison County and doing the types of cases that I do. All of that experience has culminated to now is the right time for me to put my name out there and say, I want to serve as your next district court judge, place one judge, because I already bring to it all of the experience that is necessary to be able to sit down on day one and handle anything that comes before that judge. You know, life is hard sometimes. I've been through two divorces. I've had to move a couple of times, and I understand what it's like when someone is just at their very bottom and trying to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and yet still be held accountable for everything that's going on in their lives is based on their individual choices. That's what we need in this county, is somebody who has fairness, honesty, and integrity to be able to get out there with that level of experience and serve the people of Madison County.
Well, you know what? That was just a fabulous answer, and I really appreciate your honesty and your frankness on that. You also didn't say, but I'll admit it, say this is an Army guy. You had to overcome your time in the Air Force, but that's obviously I'm being facetious there. But
yeah.
Hey, do you have a website or anything you'd like to promote that people can find out more information about you?
Well, this has been such a recent decision that's coming. But it's going to be, I think, Michael T. Walt for District Court Judge. And Facebook and website and everything, we're still in the process of building that up. The primaries are on May 19th, so I would encourage everybody to look for the signs. I just saw a proof of it. They're going to be gold and black signs with Michael T. Walt on there for District Court Judge Place 1. So look for those to be scattered throughout Madison County soon. And I would appreciate anybody's vote.
And we appreciate your time, and I appreciate your black and gold choice, which are the Army colors. So, Michael, we'll go ahead and let you go. And, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break. That is candidate for District Court Place 1, Michael Tewalt, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Air Force. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh my God.
Ah. Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked. I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We're talking about rain across North Alabama, southern Middle Tennessee. Some of us could see it later in the morning. Most of us are going to see it after the lunch hour. Otherwise, temperatures are going to be relatively warm. It's not going to be a cold rain. Temperatures climbing into the upper 40s, lower 50s. Rain is going to continue in some capacity as we head into the overnight early Wednesday morning. Cooler on Wednesday. Temperatures only climbing into the low 40s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. We were just joined by judicial candidate Tim DeWalt on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. And guess what? Right now, I've got a little bit of time. If you want to join us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, give us a call at 256-382-0724. And producer Brian Temple and I are here waiting with bated breath if you want to call us and talk to us. We'd love to hear what you had to say. And I think it's fascinating when we have these candidates for district court judge. And I hope people out there are listening to that. I will have to be very frank with you. I didn't really know what a district, I love to watch Judge Judy on TV, but I didn't really know that a district court judge had that kind of authority. I didn't know it went up to $20,000, but I think what I would see somebody doing that for is, let's assume you're in the parking lot of Costco and somebody backs into your car and you say, oh, wow, you know, that's going to be $5,000 worth of damage. And you're faced with the decision, you know, car is still drivable, and you're faced with the decision of, do I call my insurance company or do I try to get a police report on this thing and go to district court and get this person to pay for it? It seems to me what I have learned is probably an option you might want to contemplate is actually taking this to district court and letting a reasonable, fair, balanced, and unbiased, intelligent person hear your argument and let them decide who owes who the money. And I've never really thought about doing that before, but if that ever occurs again, I certainly might do that. I could see cases where people are having disputes on their property line about a fence that maybe has fallen down or been destroyed or needs repair. And who do you go to see and get that done? I guess you could feud like in the olden days, or probably you would be a little bit better off to go to district court and see if you could let a judicial candidate resolve that. By the way, District Court 1 is a contested race even within the public party. Tim Douthit is running against Mr. DeWalt, so we're going to effort to have him on also so you can hear both sides, and then you can do a decision, a cognitive thing where you can say, hey, I don't know who sounds like the best one or who's more qualified than the other, but this is where I'm going to cast my vote. So that's one of the goals that we're going to have during this election cycle, is try to expose our listeners to as many candidates as we possibly can. And I will say this, the gentleman we just had on sounded like a very reasonable and a very good candidate to do that job. And we will effort to have his competition on.
Who did you say that Michael DeWalt was running against?
I think you pronounce it Tim, D-O-U-T-H-I-T, Douthit.
Douthit, okay. Well, Tim, if you'd like to come on and talk to us too, we're 256-382-0724. We've got a spot for you too.
Yeah, we got a spot for you, and I'm going to also be reaching out to him. I've got his contact information somewhere. Well, guess what's coming up, folks? If you've been checking your mailbox, you probably have been receiving your tax forms, your W-2s, the things that come in every year about January through February that you don't really like to deal with, but you say, oh my gosh, here it is. It's income tax time. Let me see how much either A, I have to pay, or B, how much I get back from Uncle Sam. By the way, when you get a refund back from Uncle Sam, you're not really getting anything other than money that you overpaid. That's just like going to a restaurant and saying, okay, the bill's $20 and you pay them $50 and they give you $30 in change. You've overpaid, and that's all that income taxes are. But
an accountant friend of mine explained it. You just gave the government a zero interest loan.
Exactly right, except they were able to do something with it while you weren't. But some of the interesting facts about tax this year are there are some changes in the tax law that might benefit you. As an example, There is an increased standard deduction for individuals. It's now $15,750. For heads of household, it's $23,625. And for married couples for tax year 25, it's $31,500. Another thing for the people who are Brian and I's age, no tax on Social Security for seniors.
Fantastic.
Well, there's some strings there, but it's better than it was.
Moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction. There's a bonus deduction for seniors age 65 plus, and $6,000 for individual with income up to $75,000, $12,000 for married couples earning up to $150,000. And supposedly 51 million seniors will pay no taxes on their Social Security. Also, there's not going to be tax on tips. I think that's a fantastic thing, and I'm glad that happened. And I will say this about tips. When you tip people and you go out to eat and you know you're going to be leaving a tip, bring some cash with you, because if you do that tip in cash, that money will go straight into that server's pocket.
Yes, and I will add to that, if you do not have enough to tip and tip well, maybe eat at home that night.
Because
these people, what their minimum wage is as a server is not very high, and that's an argument for another show or for another day. But if what you do in those tips really helps sustain them, and they are working hard. If you've ever worked in restaurants, you know how hard they work.
Yeah, and I know some people have a lot of problems about these new machines that twirl around and it gives you a tip thing right there. But then again, that's how those people make their money. So, Brian, I think it's time for our second break. We're going to take a short break and then come back with a real short segment. This is Bill Crawford, The Point, Talk Radio WZZN. Give us a call, 256-382-0724. Back in a bit.
And as they say, remember your waitresses and bartenders.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You want the right specialist for your recovery. At SportsMed Orthopedic Surgery and Spine Center, we understand every body is different. Your muscles and bones are unique, as is your body. Our SportsMed specialists offer innovative treatments and minimally invasive procedures, allowing you to quickly return to the life you love. Locations in Huntsville, Madison, Athens, and Decatur, and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com. Improving performance, improving lives.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirt work side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs. Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple on Talk Radio WZZN. We're coming to you from our live palatial accommodations here in our studios. We'd love to hear from you, maybe next segment at 256-382-0724. We just had District Court Place 1 judicial candidate Michael Tewalt on, and I thought that was fascinating, Brian. You know, he was talking about playing golf in Alaska and having red golf balls. Well, I buy used golf balls. I don't buy new golf balls. Golf balls to me are like crazy relatives and unwanted uncles. You don't want to get too attached to them, and I don't get too attached to any golf ball, but I do have a few red golf balls that have found their way into my bag from the used ones I buy, and now I wonder if those somehow made their way down from Alaska. But
you know, we used to go to the driving range a good bit at Becky Pierce when it was the golf course here in town, and my daughter and I would go to the driving range all the time, because usually we'd only have an hour, we'd have a lot of time for a whole game of golf, and we would collect all the different colored golf balls, and somehow they end up in our golf bag. We found a couple of red ones.
Yeah.
So they're free range.
They're free range. So, hey, if you got any red golf balls, you probably came from Alaska. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, Talk Radio WZZN. Come back and join us at the top of the hour.
I'm Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin by both my father, who owned a small 10-lane bowling alley, and my mother, who was a nurse, who did her best caring for everyone in our small town. My parents stressed with me that if you were going to do anything, it needed to be done right or not done at all. I later joined the Marine Corps, where additional values were instilled. Values like honor, courage, and commitment. The motto of the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, which means always faithful. The best part of Trajan Wealth? Our 100-plus employees who also embrace the exact same values. If your current financial advisor is more interested in selling you something or is more loyal to their own financial gain than yours, give us a call for a second opinion. We would be honored to hear from you. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000. That's 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio, WZZN.
software stocks getting battered as investors continue to digest a fresh batch of earnings reports. Most of the Magnificent Seven stocks are lower, led by NVIDIA and Microsoft, whose stock is down over 2% for a nine-month low. Its shares have been down for four straight sessions. Although gold prices are rising and trading around $4,900 a troy ounce after dropping from all-time highs. And shares of PepsiCo are popping 3% after the drinks and snacks giant delivered earnings and revenue that surpassed expectations, but the company reiterated muted expectations for growth as it plans price cuts by up to 15% on some products, according to the Wall Street Journal. In addition, the company approved a 4% dividend increase and a new $10 billion stock buyback plan. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The mayor of Irondale is making some controversial statements as the Trump administration continues to deport criminal illegal aliens throughout the U.S. Mayor James Stewart Jr. says that the city law enforcement will not be working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in locating and arresting criminal illegal aliens. Mayor Stewart is even taking it a step further by allocating city money to the Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice, which is a group that's creating programs to impede ICE agents, including an ICE tracking system. Stewart cited Martin Luther King Jr. in his recent stance to harbor illegal aliens, suggesting it's a new civil rights movement. In an Irondale newsletter that Stewart wrote in both English and Spanish, he said that the Irondale community that was built will unravel if the illegal aliens are not protected. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
An agent with Immigration and Customs Enforcement was assaulted in Shelby County this past Monday. The female ICE agent was conducting a traffic stop and a search of a van when she was attacked by a passenger who had a knife. The agent was treated for minor injuries and arrests were made in this incident. A cold case murder trial is getting underway in Mobile. 14-year-old Javoris Scarborough is facing murder charges for the death of David Kiles back in 2014. In 2022, prosecutors used DNA to match Scarborough to the handgun that was used to shoot Kiles. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange, but there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
You'll love the expanded wine selection at Liquor Express. From special occasion to everyday table wines, they've got what you need. Meet your friends at the largest tap wall in Alabama with 105 rotating selections. Then take home a growler full of your favorite or choose from our 1,000 canned or bottled beers. Need help stocking your bar or planning your party? Liquor Express has a knowledgeable, professional in-house staff that can assist you with anything from your bar to the planning of your special event. Visit LiquorExpress.net for tasting specials, giveaways, and classes.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Rain is going to continue in some capacity as we head into the overnight, early into your Wednesday morning. It should really begin to taper off across the Tennessee Valley as we head into the later part of Wednesday morning, early Wednesday afternoon. A mostly cloudy sky on Wednesday. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine returns on Thursday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. You are here with us on Talk Radio WZZN, and we're glad you are with us. We have room for your phone calls during this segment if you want to give us a shout. 256-382-0724. You can talk about anything you want to. The mic will be yours. Our phone bill is paid. Brian will answer the phone, and we will talk about whatever you want to talk about. I will mention one thing. I just caught this, Brian, in the introduction that was recorded for my show. It talks about the courage required to fly a Army helicopter, which, you know, once you learn how to do that, it does it a little scary at the first, but the real place where courage is required is not to fly the thing, but is to jump out of a perfectly good one that is flying. And
why people jump out of a perfectly good aircraft, I have no idea.
Well, I did it because I wanted to. I went to airborne school.
You weren't right.
No, I'm not right. I'm deranged. But, you know, you go to airborne school, as I did after I graduated from West Point, and I had a whole bunch of enlisted guys in the class, and I was the officer. And as the officer, that meant, guess what? I was the first one out the door. And when they give you the order, stand in the door, you stand in the door and put your hands against the side of the aircraft. And I recall looking down at the earth going by. We were about 2,000 feet in the air. And I was going, what in the name of God? And about the time the thought process got to there, the jump master said, go, and you jump out of the plane, and that's when training takes over. And before you know it, it's kind of weird when you do that at airborne school. I don't know how it is free-falling. I've never done that. But when you do that, when you're learning how to parachute and you look down at the ground, it doesn't look like you're falling. It looks like the ground is coming up towards you.
Huh.
And it comes extremely fast, and you hit the ground extremely hard. But you're also taught how to absorb that landing. You roll, you take your parachute off, and then in my case, you stand there and look at the drill instructor or the jump instructor with a black hat on, making me do push-ups out on the drop zone because I screwed it up. So,
well, there you go.
So
that fell wrong.
Yeah, I fell wrong, and I jumped wrong, and I landed wrong. But every one of my jumps was a night jump because when I jumped out of that plane, my eyes were tightly closed. So,
there you go.
So that's where the real courage is, folks. It's not flying one of those things. It's jumping out of one of them.
We had a family friend who went through that and went through some paratrooper training, and he said, jumping out of the aircraft was not a problem because he's more scared of the sergeant than falling to his death.
Oh, absolutely. Those guys would put the fear of God into you. But another thing I was reflecting on as I was watching the news last night, both the local and the national news. I watched the national news first always and then the local news. As you look at the national news and see all this stuff that's going on throughout this country, and it's bad. You know, the first 10 minutes of the national news are like watching a horror movie about all the stuff that's happening. It's none good. There's people who are mad at one another all over the country. And then when the local news comes on about our dear state, Alabama, you don't see a lot of that stuff. Yes, you will see the guys in the trailer parks who are making methamphetamines and crack cocaine, and the people who are somewhere in the outer fringes of society who are shooting at one another and all those things like that. But we don't see a lot of the bad stuff in Alabama, and let's hope it stays that way. And one other thing I was reflecting on as I was thinking about the news is kind of what's happening in our neck of the woods. You know, drive by a gas station these days and take a look at what's up there on the sign and reflect back to where it was a couple of years ago. I can recall gas almost being $4 a gallon, and the last time I looked at the local Walmart gas station, it was about $2.30. And that's something everybody in this country and in our area also, you got to have gas. You know, cars do not run on air. They do run on batteries, but I'm questioning how far they actually run. But you got to have gas, and gas prices are down. Inflation is down. Yes, you will see a lot of news stories that have conflicting tales about that, and I think they cherry pick some of the products and say, oh, look, hamburgers are more expensive, eggs are more expensive, but I think in general the prices are down. The one thing that really needs to go down, and I hope this happens pretty soon, is we need the interest rates to lower. My interest rate's below 3. That's a good thing. On my own personal home, I hope that interest rates can fall again, because when housing sales are happening, the economy is stimulated. Now, our economy is pretty good here, and we've had many, many of our elected officials and our officials who are running for election who have verified that fact, but that doesn't mean that it can't get better. So here in Alabama, here in North Alabama specifically, we're on what I would almost call the little island of good things happening. And let's hope those good things can continue to happen. And let's hope we can continue to put people in office who will make those good things happen. So keep it up out there, whatever you're doing. And this year, when it comes tax time, go ahead and file your taxes. Hopefully you'll get a refund. There's going to be some good stuff happening in that arena. Now, in a bit, we're going to be joined by a person who I worked with who is a friend of mine named Bobby Lee. He was the Veteran of the Year in the state of Alabama, or in our area, a couple of years ago. Bobby is a great guy. And on today, what we're doing when Mr. Lee comes on is we're going to have a segment every Tuesday that I'm calling Veterans Corner. The reason I do this is because of the preponderance of veterans that exist in our area. And many veterans are out there. Maybe they served 20 years in the military. Maybe they served 2. Maybe they served 3 to 5, whatever. But every benefit has access. Every veteran has access to benefits. Many of them don't even know what they have access to. And we're going to try to make sure that people are aware of that and they know exactly what they can get. So that's just a kind of a hodgepodge of things that are running and rattling through my brain. Brian, anything rattling through your brain that you want to impart?
No, it's just it's empty.
It's empty.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm excited to hear from Bobby Lee. Why don't we go to break and we'll go ahead and bring him in and have extra time to talk to him.
Okay, that sounds great. So that's a great idea. We're going to go ahead and go to break, and then we'll bring Bobby Lee on, a good friend of mine, and we'll see what he has to say as the former Veteran of the Year.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialist from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio, WZZN, The Point, with Bill Crawford, and this is me, Bill Crawford, joining you here today live, along with producer Brian Temple, producer extraordinaire, I might say, and he acknowledges that great compliment. And now we are doing our segment, which we're going to try to do every Tuesday, called Veterans Corner, where we're going to bring a distinguished veteran on to talk to us about veterans benefits and just things in general that veterans out there need to know. And I can think of no better person to do that than my former coworker and friend and former veteran of the year here in our area, Bobby Lee. Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, Bill.
Bill, I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and discuss the issues of the day.
Well, let's do this first. Tell us a little bit about Bobby Lee. I know you served in the military for 40 years. Tell us a bit about your military time.
Well, I'm a retired infantry sergeant major. I spent my first assignment was at Fort Bragg with the 82nd Airborne Division, and got my first taste of combat there. Jumped into Panama on December 20th, 1989. Turned right around, was PCS moved to Savannah, and then went to Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and did a little tour teaching ROTC at East Tennessee State University in Johnson City, Tennessee, where I met a guy named Hit Crawford. I think he knows you.
I would hope so. He's my first cousin. Wasn't he a sergeant major also?
He was. Kit was in the recruiting command when I met him. And then I got off active duty and then spent the bulk of my time with the 278th Armored Brigade Combat Team there in Tennessee, and finished up as the Brigade Ops Sergeant Major and Regimental Master Gunner. So that's about as best I can encapsulate 40 years, you know. Had two more tours of Iraq, and then my farewell from a Grateful Nation tour was I got to spend a year with my unit in Ukraine, training Ukrainian soldiers.
Now, how long ago was that, the Ukraine tour?
That was in 2018 to 2019. That was right before, it was about 3 years before the Russians did their latest invasion.
Well, we're going to come back to that later, but I do have a question about some of your prior military service. You said you did a jump into Panama. I didn't realize we did a combat jump into Panama. Did that qualify as a combat jump?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the 75th Ranger Regiment went in at midnight, and we were about an hour behind them. They took down two different objectives. One was Tucumán Military Airport. The other one was at Rio Hato Air Base. And then our mission in the 82nd was to come in behind the regiment, and we took down the civilian side of the airport. And the Rangers had already started fighting back towards the civilian airport when we jumped.
Well, you know, my little Panamanian story is not a tale of combat, but it was a tale of training for that eventual operation. I went to Panama with the 101st Airborne Division in 1982 on operation called Kindle Liberty, where we trained for that the eventuality, which we didn't actually go to. And I recall I was 24 years old, and I was single pilot in an OH-58, and I was flying from one end of the canal to the other. And as I was crossing over Gatun Lake, I remember thinking to myself, is this real? Am I really getting paid to do this?
That's right.
And I'll tell you one other little thing about Panama that I think's a little unique is one of my West Point classmates, who I won't call his name on the air, but he was in my squad in Beast Barracks, and he was a exchange cadet from Panama, and he ended up going back to Panama, and he was Manuel Noriega's chief of staff, and he actually fired on American soldiers. So that's interesting. So I have never seen him since graduation, and quite frankly, really don't care to. So
yeah, I can imagine.
So tell us just one more thing before we get into veterans activities about a little insight into Ukraine. Obviously, that is still a hot button in this country. What was going on over there when you were there? What were you training the soldiers to do?
Well, we had the unit in front of us had helped set up and start Ukraine's version of the National Training Center.
Okay.
For folks that don't know what the National Training Center is, our National Training Center here in the United States is out in the Mojave Desert at Fort Irwin, California.
A lovely place, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you're a snake or a scorpion, it's a great place. traditionally, units will rotate through the National Training Center once a year, and they'll go up against the world-class OPFOR out there and basically learn their lessons so that they can become a more cohesive and a better trained unit. So what we did, we came in and we took those initial building blocks and then we expanded their National Training Center, which was in the western part of the country, right near the Polish border. We took and expanded that from just a battalion size rotation to running complete brigades through that training site. And those guys would do 4 weeks of training. The soldiers would start with individual training, do some marksmanship training, some navigation training, and then we'd work our way up to a brigade capstone exercise. And the staffs, while the soldiers were working on individual skills, the staffs were going through computer-based models that we developed in real-time scenarios. And then they would combine that, and when they finished, they would load up on the trains and put their equipment on the train, and then they would go straight to the Eastern Front and face off against the Russian army.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, our purpose today is not to tell old war stories, but I can't resist a few.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things I guess the average American wonders is they probably look at what's going on at Ukraine and say, hey, without us being there, that thing would be over because they're not a highly qualified army and they don't have all the equipment they need. What would be your take on that? Are they highly skilled soldiers over there? Are they good fighting people?
I will tell you, Bill, it's different when you're fighting from and for your own backyard. You tend to fight like that old adage, you know, you're the third monkey on the ark and it's starting to rain. So
I've never heard that before, but yeah. Then, you don't want to be that third monkey on the ark.
That's right. These guys, they learned their lessons really well. When we started with them, there were, you know, anyone of a number of issues and they were having trouble. As silly as it sounds, they were having trouble staying off their cell phones and it was getting a lot of them killed. Because the Russians at that point in time were triangulating unit positions using the soldiers' cell phones. And they were able to triangulate them, and they'd call in artillery strikes. So they learned a lot of discipline. They were using, when we first got them, they were still using the old Russian tactics. And then we literally physically and academically built their non-commissioned officer academy and taught their NCOs to be NCOs and be leaders instead of just being, you know, older soldiers. And that's helped them a lot with their discipline. And now they've turned the tables on the Russian army. The Russian army, because of the conscripts that they're using, are having discipline issues. A lot of guys are surrendered. A lot of guys can't stay off their cell phone. And the Ukrainians learned that lesson real well. And so they're using that to target the Russians now.
Well,
and the Russians are struggling to put together a cohesive, anything above a platoon-level attack. They're really struggling with that.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were training the Ukrainian people, not only you, but all of your training cadre, was language a barrier? How did you communicate in English?
We did, and every one of us had an interpreter assigned to us. And, of course, the interpreters were vetted through the government and through the State Department. Some of the younger Ukrainian officers spoke enough English that we could use that. Old grumpy guys like me, we didn't necessarily trust the interpreter the first time we went out. So, you know, we knew some of the Ukrainian officers spoke English, and we would do a check. And so that's how we kind of did our own personal vetting. But, the language barrier was significant to start with.
Well, one other question about Ukraine, and pardon me for going down this little rabbit hole with you, but this fascinates me. Were you over there when the drones were sort of dominating things, or did that come after your time?
That was actually after we left, when the big push for the drone technology came about. The Ukrainians weren't using them. The Russians were using them a little bit, but not to the extent that the fight is going on now, using the FPV drones. And of course, you know, the Ukrainians even have seaborne drones that they're using to really, really disrupt the Russian Navy in the warm water ports.
Well, I'm leading you right down a rabbit hole, and I guess I'm going to owe you a refreshing adult beverage. Maybe show up at your if you still have the G3. By the way, for our listeners, Bobby and I used to work together out on the arsenal. But just one more question, and that is this: What is the value of the country of Ukraine? Why is everyone so interested in? Even from World War II on, everybody wanted Ukraine. What's the big value there?
Ukraine is one in the older agrarian economies. Ukraine is a very fertile land. It was one of the only warm water seaports that the Russians ever had access to. And that's the reason the Russians went back in 2014 and stormed Crimea, was to gain that warm water port access and still be able to trade on the world economy. And then obviously the discovery of the rare earth minerals and all of the locale of everything for the nuclear power industry has made Ukraine very attractive, especially in the recent years.
Well, I promise this is my last Ukrainian question, and then we'll go into veteran. When you look at Ukraine on the news and you take it from, you know, maybe the average listener's perspective that doesn't really know much about the geography of Europe, is that like, I hate to say this, but is it like Russia where it's always cold and there's snow on the ground all the time? Or is it got, what would you compare the climate to of Ukraine here in the United States?
Ukraine still has a summer and it's hot. It's dusty. I would compare it to the Midwest, you know, the Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa kind of out that way. It still has a summertime, normally from late April to early October. We got over there. We did our reconnaissance visit in March, and there was still snow and ice on the ground. And we got over there in July, and it was an American summer. There in July.
So. Well, see, I don't think most people, even myself, did not agree with that. And I lied. I have one more question. Nah, we'll leave. Well, what's the food over there? Did you eat the food on the local economy, or did you?
Absolutely, man.
Good stuff.
It's really good food. They cook well, especially in the larger towns. Anybody that's done a tour in Europe knows that the shopping habits are a lot different than Americans. You know, we shop 2 to 3 weeks at a time. They shop a day or two at a time.
Right.
So a lot of, you know, it's fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. It's very good. It is really good food.
Well, I was in Germany for 4 years, and I can attest to that. So enough. Sorry about that. But I think the Ukraine thing is fascinating to a lot of people. So let's shift gears to what I was supposed to talk to you about, and that's Veterans Affairs. I know you're a leader in the veteran community here in Huntsville. There's thousands and thousands of veterans. First of all, tell us what kind of organizations exist here in Huntsville that can help veterans who – whether they've been in the Army, as Bobby Lee was, 40 years, a crusty old sergeant major, or if they just did one tour.
Sure. I'm currently the commander of Gentry Eisen VFW Post 2702 here in Huntsville. We are Alabama's largest VFW, and we're also the most active VFW in the state of Alabama. We currently have 512 members, and last year we're founded on a foundation of community service. That's, you know, since we're a nonprofit, we gave back over $200,000 in community service hours, time, money back to the Huntsville community, and obviously we are a veterans service organization. We have benefits advisors that are volunteers, and we are free of charge. We can assist veterans and the families in getting their earned benefits, whether it's compensation, education, afterlife care, any one of the number of things that comes with being a veteran. And we've got, as you said, we've got members who served one tour, got out as a PFC, and we've got, you know, folks like me that served 40 years. We've got three general or flag officers in the post who are very active, and, you know, it just runs the gamut. I'm also a member of American Legion Post 229 in Madison, another veteran service organization. They have three service officers, same deal, all volunteers, all free of charge, and can help veterans in need for that. We also have our post chaplain, Carrie Childress, and our post surgeon, Brian Moran, were very, very involved in the mental health aspects of veteran care. And as a matter of fact, in the last 12 months, that team has helped rescue six veterans off the streets of Huntsville. And that's not just, you know, grabbing six guys off the street and putting them in a shelter. Three of those veterans were homeless families, not just the veteran. They, along with some other folks in our post, one, did get them to the shelter for temporary lodging, got them some food, got them hooked up with our benefits people, got them any medical care they needed, and then we also were able to get all of them permanent housing, get them jobs, and they are paying back to the community right now. So that's kind of what we hang our hat on, and that's what we do. We serve the veteran community. Still Serving Veterans is a great organization. A lot of our members work for Still Serving Veterans. Again, they are free of charge here in Huntsville. The county has a veteran service officer downtown, and he works for and with the VA. And he is also a state employee from the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. So there's any one of a number of those. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my friends at DAV, Disabled American Veterans. They do a lot of the same things that we do. So there are a lot of resources and assets out there that, you know, we can all lay our hands on. And we're pretty good at talking amongst each other, doing the old, you know, you remember this from being a staff weenie at some point. Like, you know, we all had to serve our time in purgatory on the staff.
Yep.
And, you know, the term crosstalk. So, you know, we're getting better at it, especially in the last 3 years. We've gotten a lot better at the crosstalk amongst the organizations.
Well, let me ask a question, Bob. Your organization, where you're the commander, is Veterans of Foreign Wars. Now, what if a guy or young lady didn't serve in a foreign war? Can they still contact you and your organization to get them pointed in the right direction?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we don't, just because you're not eligible to be a member of the VFW doesn't mean that we won't help you out. You know, we'll give you the same level of care and the same level of treatment that we would if you were, you know, you'd been a member for, you know, 30 years. So it doesn't matter to us.
Well, I asked that question because I knew what answer you were going to give. I know you guys will. Well, hey, I really appreciate your time. And one of these days, we're going to have to recreate the Wednesday afternoon G3 call at the Nook.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me know next time you guys go down there, and I'll come and buy you one because I owe you one. And tell folks how they can reach your entity as a starting point.
Sure. We've got, they can go on the web. Our website is www.vfw2702.org. Or we've got several Gmail email accounts that you can reach out to. vfw.2702.cdr@gmail.com or vfw.2702.chaplain, and that's chaplain@gmail.com. And those emails will get to us. If you'll give me one moment, I will pull up my benefits advisor's number.
Yeah, sure.
His name is Sam Curatola, and his last name is spelled Curatola.
Okay.
And Sam's mobile number is area code 405-408-4764. And I would ask folks to leave Sam a message because Sam does work during the week, but he will get right back to you at the first chance he gets. He'll call and he'll set up an appointment. He may give you some homework and have you bring in some documents to verify some things. And then he will get you pointed in the right direction. Now, Sam is not able to file any VA claims for you, but he can help you fill out the paperwork the proper way and do everything but hit the send button for you.
All right. Well, hey, Sergeant Major, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. It's good talking to you. Reminds me of the old days of tracking down taskers, but I'll go ahead and let you go. Bobby, thank you very much. And Brian, I know I ran over a little bit. My bad. We're going to go ahead and take a break and come back here in a minute.
Hey, your name's on the show. You do what you want.
Okay.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beams likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Rain is going to continue in some capacity as we head into the overnight early into your Wednesday morning. It should really begin to taper off across the Tennessee Valley as we head into the later part of Wednesday morning, early Wednesday afternoon. A mostly cloudy sky on Wednesday. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine returns on Thursday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple here on Talk Radio WZZN. You can call us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline at 256-382-0724. You can find us on the web at talkradiowzzn.com. Just click Listen Live, and lo and behold, you can listen to us live. We'd love to have you do it. And also, you can go to the App Store and search for Talk Radio WZZN, find our app, touch it, it circles, it says you got it, and you got the app. So thank you for listening to us today. By the way, if you have a veteran friend that needs some of those services and you didn't happen to have a pen and pencil handy, you can go to our website, click on podcast, and click on today's show, and you will be able to hear all that information that Sergeant Major Retired Lee gave out. Some news and notes from around the Alabama and this great country of ours. A great thing happened in Alabama recently. It seems kind of like a keen sense of the obvious, but sometimes things around here ain't so obvious, but we have determined, our Republican Party has determined that, yes, our candidates for governor and lieutenant governor, Tommy Tuberville for governor and John Wall for lieutenant governor, do actually live and reside in Alabama, and they can run for those respective offices.
Well, his pickup truck does.
Yeah, something resides here. Something is close enough where they can live here.
And he got his oil changed there one time.
Yeah, he went to Express Oil Change. He's a resident. One thing I noticed today in the news, which kind of, you know, you hate things that happen that make you feel old. But I know when I was growing up, even before high school, one of my favorite musical groups was Three Dog Night. They had a lot of songs. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. That was probably one of my favorite ones. And Mama Told Me Not to Come, many, many others. But the lead singer of Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, N-E-G-R-O-N, Negron, died at age 83. And when I think that the lead singer of Three Dog Night is 83 years old, you go, wow, you know, what is happening around here? Not good news. Another thing that's happening around here, I am one who is no stranger to a plate of barbecue or a barbecued rib or a barbecued chicken wing or a barbecued anything. There's a new barbecue place opening in Huntsville, Alabama called City Barbecue. It's on South Parkway in Huntsville. I have seen it as it's been under construction and as it is about ready to open doors. And the doors open February 9th. And as is my wont, when a barbecue place opens up, I will be there to sample their wares. So, new barbecue place coming here in Huntsville, Alabama. And I guess one other thing we're sort of affiliated with here is the Artemis II mission. And that aircraft, that big rocket, it's been delayed till March. It's having hydrogen leaks, and that's not good. The last time we had a spaceship launch with hydrogen leaks, the outcome was not desirable at all. So,
right. You don't, unless you get the thumbs up, you don't do it.
No, you don't do it. So we'll see if the Artemis goes, and we're going to go ahead and take a break, come back for a couple of minutes worth of wrap-up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey.
Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Exceptional outcomes start with exceptional therapists. And that's what you'll find at Johnson & Hayes Physical Therapy. With 7 convenient locations across North Alabama, Johnson & Hayes offers expert care close to home. Our experienced clinicians specialize in everything from orthopedic and neurological rehab to TMJ, pelvic health, and lymphedema therapy. Johnson & Hayes is trusted by physicians and by patients across the region. Visit johnsonandhayes.com and see why outcomes matter at Johnson & Hayes.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Thank you for joining us today. I thought we had some good guests. Listen to what they had to say. We had Michael Tewalt, District 1 judge running for that office. And also we had retired Sergeant Major Bobby Lee to talk to us about many, many things that the veterans can access here in this town. And again, log on to our website and go to podcast, and you can find that information readily available. Tomorrow we have the Redstone Rocket Report with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn. He'll tell us what's happening out on the arsenal. And after that, we're joined by Secretary of State candidate Colleen Dodson. That's an important position. You need to hear all about that. We look forward to hearing from her. Again, go to our website, Talk Radio WZZN. Click on Zone Deals, and you'll find 9 really good deals for food here in our area. I'm going to take advantage of some of those myself. And folks, as I get out of here, remember this, what I always say, what Graham Allison said, where you stand depends on where you sit. We're all sitting in the same boat. Some sit on the right, some sit on the left, and some actually sit in the middle. And what we all need to do is work together to keep that boat from sinking. And how do we do that? We do that by communicating with one another. And that's what we're trying to do on this show, is communicate with y'all. There's a lot of things going on out there that we can disagree on, but there's even more going on out there that we can agree on. So let's all get this figured out, and let's stay in the boat, and let's don't let it sink. Brian and I will be back tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you again. And this is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And as they say in Germany, auf Wiedersehen.